It's another episode right here of Locked On Spurs, and we're going to ask, what should Spurs fans have in their Spurs fan cave?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Kings 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Free and available wherever you get podcasts. What are we talking about today? Well, just what I said a little while ago. Fan caves. Yes, everybody has them. You call them your man caves, your fan caves. But the Spurs season is right around the corner, and you may be getting it ready for the beginning of the major rebuild. What are the top three things that you need to have if you're going to create or revise or revamp your current fan cave? We're going to get to Spurs news and notes, as well as more dedication, more spotlight, more love for Manu Ginobili as he gets set to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. And who is joining me today? A man who is so busy, I swear. I mean, it's like every moment I text him or he texts me, he's up to something, a new project, whatnot. He is Joe Garcia with Two Shots Podcast. Joe, do you ever settle down a bit? You're always working on some project.
Yeah, no, man, you have to, dude. You got to keep on looking to see what's coming up next, you know? So just got to get bigger and better, you know, every season. So working on a ton of things behind the scenes here. And as you know, Jeff, I was telling you, man, it's been an expensive week because it seems like everything's breaking in the house lately, all the appliances. So there you go, having to buy new lawnmowers and washers and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so you've been busy. You've been doing, I guess, family man stuff there. But you also have a Two Shots Podcast. I know you're going to brag about it later on today, but anything coming up soon?
Yeah, we're gearing up for the season. You know, I have been talking with some of the guys behind the scenes, too. We've been kind of brainstorming some things that we want to do for, you know, the upcoming season. And we also want to start recording some new episodes as well, because I had taken apart the studio because I needed to add some finishing touches. And now it's complete. So next time you're in San Antonio, you got to stop by and see how it looks when it's completed.
Absolutely. Well, Joe is also an expert when it comes to man caves, fan caves, especially Spurs theme ones. If you've not had the opportunity to go visit Joe at his place, you're missing out, because this guy has an incredible man cave dedicated to all things Spurs and a little bit of nerddom, but heavily Spurs. We're going to talk about that later. But Joe, can you handle some news and notes for me before we get into what it takes to have a solid Spurs man cave?
Yeah, sure, man. So you want me to give you next couple of items that you need to have?
Yeah, we'll definitely do that in the next segment, but let's go ahead and dive into it. You know, first shout out to the Spurs. Manu Ginobili, we'll talk about him later. Jeremy Sochan, Blake Wesley, Alize Johnson, Malachi Branham, the list goes on and on. They recently pitched in at the San Antonio Food Bank, and that's something that they do a lot, Joe. Really, you know, invest time with the players, Manu, a player development guy with the San Antonio Food Bank. It just goes to show you, Joe, that this Spurs team really gives out to the San Antonio community.
Oh, yeah, they always have. I mean, it's been that way for quite some time. You know, you love to see it, not just, you know, with the Food Bank, but various other, you know, organizations here in San Antonio that they lend their time to. So you love to see it.
Yeah, you know, also too, Manu Ginobili still in that role of player development. You know, he's really been the guy during the offseason for the most part to take players, you know, and trips around San Antonio. Remember last year, they went to the San Antonio Missions on the south side. They did the Food Bank as well. I think they went to the east side to visit the culture of the east side of San Antonio. So yeah, Manu Ginobili really takes that role seriously and gets the new players and current players acclimated. In other Spurs news, Joe, there was a reunion out in Europe at the EuroBasket 2022. Popovich and your favorite Spur of all time, Marco Bellinelli, reunited off the court. Joe, do you think Marco Bellinelli gets a little stepped on by Spurs fans? I mean, he did, you know, help win a Spurs title in 2014.
He did, but I mean, he went on a a blocking spree on social media, blocking people for no apparent reason. And I was one of those people he blocked. And I was actually trying to defend the guy because he actually had a great game. And then he blocked me because I said kind words for him. So, you know what, man? It is what it is with Marco. He had thin skin, Jeff, and he really did not play up to par in that, you know, this last final seasons here with the San Antonio Spurs. So kind of leaves the fans a little jaded. But, you know, hey, good to see that, you know, Coach Pop was, you know, giving him some love. Maybe they enjoyed a, you know, a bottle of wine together, you know, talked about old times, you know, when the Spurs were good, winning championships, you know, reminiscing.
You know, the Marco still plays. You know, he hasn't retired or anything. He's still playing for an Italian team. But there's a mural that went up with by Manu and Bellinelli out in Italy. That went up. And of course, it's in Italy. What are they going to do? They're not going to give Marco any shine. He's Italian. So obviously he's going to get the treatment too. But nevertheless, good to see that reunion. Marco was, I think he is the only Spur as well, Joe, to win a three-point shootout challenge in the All-Star Weekend in a Spurs uniform. So he has that to his name in the San Antonio record books and other Spurs news. Well, I got to ask you this, Joe. Are you an anime fan?
Of course, Jeff. I just finished seeing the new Dragon Ball Super movie that came out.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. I saw it too recently. All around. I can just get on my soapbox right now. I was so good, but hey, I'd rather but not.
Real quick. The movie near the end. It was funny how they had all the, you know, the heroes come out and everything getting ready to do battle. And they're like, oh, and we brought Krillin too. That part had me laughing, man.
Yeah. But technically he is the strongest human, just human.
Human.
Yes. He is the most powerful human.
Well, I don't know. They had Mr. Globe. Satan too. Remember him?
Yeah, well, he's their cover man. He's their front man to cover up the
he's their secrecy. Hype guy. He's the
yeah,
hype
he's their hype guy. But he takes all the credit when they need to protect their identities. But nevertheless, yeah, it was a great movie. I recommend everybody see it. But if you're also a Naruto fan, well, you're definitely gonna like this. Once I guess just an NBA fan. I don't know if he's a Spurs fan, but is giving some players like their anime equivalent. So in Naruto, there was this character named Jugo. And this NBA, I guess, content fan, meme creator, combined Jeremy Sohan with Naruto's Jugo. It came out pretty good. You can go check it out at kens5.com/Spurs. It's up there right now. All in all, you know, a very good anime mashup. You're looking at the current roster right now. Who would you give an anime equivalent to? Yeah, I'm thinking like maybe Primo could be Gohan, like baby, a young Gohan.
Maybe a baby Gohan. He's kind of bulked up a little bit, but
that's true.
You know, he's got that baby face. So yeah, why not? You know, we'll go ahead and say he's baby Gohan. But you know, going back and thinking about Naruto, because I was a big fan of the original series. Not so much Boruto, you know, but Naruto and Shippuden was actually good too. So, you know, we got to kind of think and brainstorm who would be Naruto on the Spurs and who's going to be Sasuke, you know?
That's a good one. I mean, I lean towards Sasuke, Vassell, maybe.
Kind of that dark emo type. I mean, come on.
I don't know. I don't know who. There is no emo guy on the Spurs. I mean, yeah. Naruto maybe. It's Keldon because Keldon's always happy and chipper and whatnot. But
I don't know, man. You know, Sohan kind of because he's always happy and, you know, lively all the time. He reminds me of a young Konohamaru, you know?
Yeah, but I was okay with the Jugo reference. They'll stretch it a bit, unless they're just using it for skills wise, which we don't know what he can do yet because he hasn't played an NBA game, didn't play in the Las Vegas Summer League. But nevertheless, again, if you want to see that mashup, it's on kens5.com/Spurs right now. Hey, we're done talking news. Let's go ahead and dive into Joe's segment. He's going to tell us what you need as a Spurs fan to have in your Spurs fan cave. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Built Bar. If you haven't tried Built Bar Puff yet, well, you're depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. Guess what? There's a new flavor ready. Delicious, indulgent cookie dough. covered in chocolate. That's right. Built has done it again. Let me introduce you to your new favorite cookie dough chunk puff. They have a light and chewy texture, real cookie dough chunks. And of course, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. All of the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, it's healthy for you. Cookie dough chunk puff are only 160 calories. They got a whopping 15 grams of protein in them. Go to built.com right now. Get yourself a box for you, the family. It's the perfect treat. You can find them anywhere online. Just go to, again, built.com. Or you can find yourself a good hiding place for them once you get some and just order for yourself. Either way, like all Built Bars, the new cookie dough chunk puff is covered in 100% real chocolate. That means they're healthy and tasty. Chocolate-covered cookie dough with a light, fluffy texture. Really, really good. And what's great about Built is that all of their bars are made with collagen protein that gets into your body more efficiently, provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good for you, and you will enjoy. Again, you're going to love the cookie dough chunk puff. Use it as a snack, a workout snack, late night treat, what have you. Go get yourself some at Built.com. Go to Built.com right now. Use promo code LOCKED15 or LOCKEDON15, I should say, for 15% off your order. Again, the promo code is LOCKEDON15. We're back with Joe Garcia. He is with Two Shots Podcast, and he's going to take over this segment and talk about what you need as a Spurs fan in your Spurs fan cave. Now, once again, Joe, you have an impressive cave. I've been there several times. I love it. The computer desk you have is just covered in, you know, pop culture and bobbleheads. But you obviously have you lean towards more of the Spurs, whether you're making stuff on your 3D printer or just posters. You have a great setup. First of all, how long did it take you to get that all going?
And it took me quite some time. You know, I had collected, I guess, some memorabilia over the years, you know, newspaper clippings and whatnot, magazines, you know, just, you know, flags, things that you see, mm-hmm. you know, here and there. But I mean, just putting things together, it was over the years, you know, since, geez, man, you're talking about maybe even going back to the early 90s, you know, late 2000s, all that kind of stuff when the Spurs were on their championship run, you know, I was collecting a lot of memorabilia. So. It just, you know, not until just a couple of years ago did I finally start putting things together and putting it up on the walls and whatnot and making sure you put things in frames. Just don't post it with thumbtacks on the wall. That's tacky. You know, get some picture frames, man. Put your stuff in frames, especially newspaper clippings, because they do get yellowed if you just leave them out to the elements.
I mean, did it cost a pretty penny though? I mean, I don't know, because you find bargains whenever you go out, but nevertheless, I mean, you got some great equipment. You got monitors everywhere. You have TVs hanging on the wall. So there isn't more of an expensive side to it, is there?
Yeah. And there's, you know, just the desk itself. I mean, but the thing is I'm one guy that kind of like, I can build stuff. So I like to repurpose things. So a lot of the stuff you see here, I used the framework and I used, you know, my ingenuity just to kind of custom build a computer desk in my little, you know, area, my little nook, you want to say, mm-hmm. in the control room. And then, of course, you know, the other part, the studio, you've seen the studio side of things with the table and the speaker, not the speakers, but the microphones and all that, you know, mm-hmm. on the table. So, yeah, I mean, putting everything together takes a lot of time, effort, and also a lot of funding. I can't even tell you at this point, like what the dollar amount has been. I lost count.
I can imagine. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I've been there. It's very impressive. I think the last time I was there, you made a new doorway to come into from the driveway.
Oh, yeah, the wall.
Which was pretty cool. Yeah. The wall. Yeah. I remember the wall, but now it's an entrance way. But look, Spurs fans are probably getting ready for the new season. You know, they're going to dive deep into this deep rebuild as well. They're going to probably, you know, either go to the game, great. If or not, they stay home and watch it. So if Spurs fans are looking to create a fan cave with a Spurs theme on it, what are your three things you would recommend for Spurs fans to have in that cave? So what it would be your, in no particular order, what is your first recommendation?
First recommendation, if any fan is worth a grain of salt, you know, you call yourself a Spurs fan, you got to have a box of Tim Duncan O's, man. And it's got to be unopened.
Good one. Good one.
First and foremost, you have to have the Tim Duncan O's. Second, you got to have a bobblehead of players or at least the Coyote, man. Come on. You know, if you're a diehard Spurs fans, you have a couple of bobbleheads of the players, but you got to have one of the Spurs Coyote. I mean, come on, best mascot in the NBA, he's got to represent. So you got to have something to kind of represent the Coyote. And to go even further than that, I have a Spurs Coyote bobblehead, and I have a life-size cutout of the Spurs Coyote as well. I kind of have it hidden here. So next time you come, I'll dust it off for you, Jeff, so you can take some pictures with it.
What would be your third suggestion to Spurs fans that are looking to start a Spurs fan cave?
You're going to start a Spurs fan cave. The last thing that, the last thing I would recommend you get, at least, this is the end of my top three. You got to have a Spurs flag of some kind, you know, and a lot of people are going to go, you know, hey, they like the traditional silver and black, to each his own. Others just like, you know, the Fiesta colors. But I got to tell you, man, you go around town, especially when the Spurs were in their heyday, and you went down Military Drive, you saw some very unique flags there.
I remember that, yeah.
You know, they still pop up here and there, but if you're on the hunt, you know, for a flag that you really want to, you know, have some flavor with, you know, have some of that San Antonio pizzazz, that flavor, you got to go and get a flag, and you got to go on the south side, man, and get one from one of the vendors there, you know. You got to, you know.
Those corner vendors, yeah. Remember back in the day, the car flags? That attach to the window.
Like that would be another one that I would say too, that you need to have as part of your fan cave. You know, you gotta have your little flag, your car flag.
Yeah. What about, okay, I know those are your top three, but do you have an honorable mention? Maybe a poster, maybe a Funko Pop, maybe a type of TV for the best viewing quality. What would it be?
This is how you go ahead and distinguish who is a real fan and who's just one of those fair weather fans that just came on the scene. If you go to somebody's man cave, Spurs man cave, and you look at their wall and they just have, you know, newspaper clippings of the 2014 championship run, that's cool. But what do you have beyond that? You know, and one of the things that you could only get at the games is the old mini posters that came in the San Antonio Express News newspaper that they used to give you or used to buy right after the games or before the games. And I have those mini posters of Timmy. I have Manu. I have Boris Dio. I have Tony Parker. I mean, you have to have some little bit of nostalgia added in there. And those mini posters, that's going to kind of separate who was really there, you know, since the beginning, and the guys that just came on the scene, you know? So you got to have some old newspaper clippings as well. The old news, San Antonio Spurs posters that came in the newspaper, you know, and I got some of those here. When I do live streams, you can see them. They're in the back, and I have the Foreign Legion when it was just Manu and Tony Parker just coming out on the scene and got very popular. Tim Duncan, you know, and I even have the poster that came out when you have that iconic moment with both David Robinson and Tim Duncan hoisting up the championship trophy, man.
Oh, so yeah,
you gotta have that stuff. Yeah.
That's a really, really good one. What should you not have in a Spurs fan cave? I'm going to start it off. I'm going to assume, Joe, no Kawhi Leonard at all.
Oh man. If you have a framed Kawhi Leonard on the wall, immediately I'm like, I'm going to call a foul.
What else should you not have as a Spurs fan?
No Marco Beninelli memorabilia whatsoever.
Oh man.
None of that. Or Bryn Forbes. No.
Damn. Good Joe. Just trashing former Spurs.
You know, I was going to ask you a question. Did they ever have a Bryn Forbes bobblehead? Because if they did, you just need to burn that thing.
I don't think they did. I'm pretty sure they did not have one. So you're safe there, Bryn Forbes fans.
Oh, or what's our other friend, Richard Jefferson? No. None of that. No Richard Jefferson memorabilia, please.
Joe Garcia, he is with Two Shots Podcast. He just gave you his top three things that you need to have in a Spurs fan cave. But if you have any suggestions, you can let Joe know on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Let me know on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. When we get back, we're going to continue our love, our shine, our spotlight for the man, the legend, Manu Ginobili. yesterday's Lockdown Spurs fans give a chance to give their flowers to Manu Ginobili. Now Joe's going to have his chance. He's going to give us some of his favorite moments from number 20 himself as he gets set to enter the Basketball Hall of Fame. We're back with Joe Garcia right here on Locked On Spurs. He's with Two Shots Podcast. He's going to tell you all about that just momentarily. But Joe, this weekend is a great weekend for all Spurs fans, especially for Manu Ginobili. He will be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's underscore the word basketball because it is basketball, not NBA. But we've been this week, Joe, we've been giving Manu, you know, his shine for the big accomplishment that's just ahead for him. So with that being said, the final segment is dedicated to Manu Ginobili. So we got to ask you, Joe Garcia, what are some of your top moments from Manu Ginobili on the basketball court, either in San Antonio or in Argentina?
I'm going to tell you, probably one of the most iconic moments that I had is when I was watching the San Antonio Spurs, and they came out on TNT, and I believe it was during their playoff run. And Manu Ginobili just wowed everybody by doing that iconic behind the dribble, you know, going to the basket full stride, just, you know, that behind the back, you know, dribble that he did, you know, and his little Euro step and just doing that layup, man. And then immediately afterwards you had Charles Barkley. I know Spurs fans don't like him, but him just screaming Ginobili, and that just stuck, you know. And it was a moment where you just like, hey, this kid is something special, you know. I think that was his coming out party, you know, and it was great to see. I love that. You know, another thing is, how can you not love Manu Ginobili? He's synonymous with one thing, and that is the infamous bat incident.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just got to love him. He was just so brave too, Jeff. Remember, he just went and just swiped the bat because he was impeding progress. You know, the game came to a stop because you had the bat dive bombing everybody out there on the court. Remember that?
I remember. Yep.
Yeah. So I remember they have the iconic, you know, Batman symbolism now that comes up with Manu Ginobili. But I think one of the other moments, and I was there for that, was when Manu Ginobili pretty much, you know, played his last home game here at the AT&T Center. And that was, I believe, a playoff game against the Golden State Warriors. And he actually helped the Spurs win that particular game, and in front of a sold out crowd. You know, it was something special. He, and his final home showing here at the AT&T Center, he put up 16 points, 5 assists, and he was 5 of 10 shooting from the field. I mean, What an iconic send off. And he was, what I think, the second highest scoring player in that particular game. So, I mean, that was something that I'll remember, because I remember Spurs fans standing up after that game was over, and they were just giving him a round of applause, and everybody was like, Manu, you know. And he got a little emotional too as he left this court, you know. He was kind of just soaking it all in, you know.
Yeah, I, you know, for me, you know, there are just so many moments. I mean, you pick three and somebody else could probably top you with three ones that are better. I mean, that's how many moments he's given the basketball world, moments on the court. So in no particular order, one of my favorite moments with Manu Ginobili is when he officially retired from Team Argentina. This was, he had done that before, you know, seasons before he's called it quits in the NBA. But I remember watching that final Team Argentina game that he played with, and he exited the court. He's waving bye to everybody, and a reporter got to him, an Argentinian reporter, and they got him on TV. And he just broke down crying and just crying that he couldn't believe it was over. And probably asking, like, why would you pick that moment? Well, just because how much it meant for him to represent his home country. Joe, you know this, everybody knows this, that he's on record to say that winning a gold medal for Argentina is more, it's bigger than winning an NBA title. And for him to say adios to Team Argentina as he retired, you know, just was just emotional. I mean, he really broke down, and he broke down so much he had to leave the interview. He had to just walk away. He said, sorry, I can't do this. And he walked away because he was already coming in tears. Second moment for me, again, in an Argentinian uniform, when he hit that crazy last second layup as he was falling out of bounds. I mean, the way he just threw it up and it just went in. I believe that was in their march to the gold medal in 2004, I believe. Again, an incredible clutch moment. from Manu Ginobili. And then finally, as far as a Spur moment, that one, just too many. But I think one of my earlier memories is when Manu dunked on like the entire Lakers squad in his rookie season. Do you remember that one, Joe?
I remember that.
Like there's like four Lakers surrounding him, and he just dove into the lane, went up, and just jammed on every single one of them. They all collapsed on him.
I think there's so many moments. Kobe kind of gave the look, like, huh? You know?
Yeah, like, who's this kid? Yeah. And then, you know, I was at the game in Boston where he blocked Kevin Garnett like to the floor, literally. Do you remember that play?
I remember
just
that
like play. Threw him to the ground. Yeah, so just so many moments of Manu Ginobili, but he is getting set to be enshrined into the the Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's make that clear. Joe, will you be watching that big moment this weekend?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I don't know what Spurs fan isn't going to be, you know, watching that or trying to at least, you know, get it on the DVR. You know, it's an iconic moment. You're witnessing history there. I'm sure the Spurs fans are all going to be glued to their seats watching that, you know, and I'm sure there are going to be some tears shed as well of happiness.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many. Remember when he played an entire playoff series with a broken elbow?
Yeah. Man, I remember when he bumped heads with, what's his name? Steve Nash,
right? Oh, that's right. The infamous bloody nose, Steve Nash, but it was Manu Ginobili. That's right.
Yeah. He had that big old bandage on his nose. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. He was just a fearless guy, Manu Ginobili. You know, he said it once, you can say it again, say it 1,000 times. There'll never be another Manu ever. And to think about this too, Joe, he was a late second round pick, like towards the bottom. I mean, do you think he goes down as the greatest second round pick ever? I mean,
I would say so.
Joker is definitely making a case for it too. I mean, Joker was a second round pick, Nikola Jokic, but I mean, my goodness. I mean, he's just, 57th overall, and the Spurs grabbed him. Took about 2 years before he finally made his NBA debut, because Spurs fans, remember this, he didn't automatically come to the NBA. That's when the Spurs were still doing their draft and stash mode, and they definitely stashed him for 2 years before he made his way. And, yeah, I mean, did you ever see that, I think it was an NBA TV program about the Spurs Big Three, and how Tim Duncan admitted that he didn't think Manu was going to be a Spur for long.
Yeah, he didn't think much of the kid. He didn't even know who he was or any of that kind of stuff. He's like, he didn't even think he was going to make it here to the States. You know, he thought he was going to be a draft and stash. And then, okay, you know, they go ahead and part ways with the kid. He never thought he would see him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And the good thing about, go ahead.
You know, another thing I was going to talk to you about is I remember one game. I don't remember specifically what game it was, but I remember there was that iconic Manu Ginobili willing the Spurs to victory. I think it was during a playoff game with the, I don't know if it was with the Suns or was it with the Warriors, where the Spurs were left for dead. It was a game that got started a little later, and they were down by like double digits, you know, 20 points or something. And nobody gave them any chance of coming back. And lo and behold, Manu Ginobili went off in the fourth quarter, and the Spurs winded up winning that game. I think it was by like a couple of points, 2 points or 1 point. I mean, it was just an amazing comeback, and it was all fueled by Manu Ginobili and him never wanting to give up and always wanting to compete, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. There's going to be so many memories spoken about Manu Ginobili this whole week, practically. You know, every day is getting closer and closer. Joe, I brought this up in the last episode of Lockdown Spurs, but you figure these Hall of Fame moments are about to run out, because up next will be Tony Parker, obviously, and then Popovich. I'm throw in Becky Hammon, you know, when she'll make it. But as far as a Spur into the Basketball Hall of Fame, they might not come after this wave. The only closest one I could think of next would be Patty Mills, because remember, it's a Basketball Hall of Fame, and what he did for Team Australia, you know, has to be counted in too. But barring that, Joe, as far as just a Spur through and through, like Iceman, Robinson, Duncan, Manu, Tony, Pop, this might be it, huh?
What about Tony Parker?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Tony Parker. Yeah, I brought up Tony Parker. Yeah, he's next. He's next summer.
Yeah, no doubt. But after that, I don't know, man. Patty Mills, you know, for what he was able to do for his country, and, you know, him coming in here to the NBA, you know, one of the few indigenous people to make it, you know, at this next level, at this stage, you know, it meant a lot for his country and his community, you know? So I would say definitely, you know, there's going to be a spot, you know, for Patty Mills. Hopefully one day we get to see that, you know, and it's not going to take too long, you know, because I'm sure that he knows the sun's setting on his career. So you would expect that maybe he's got another year or two left in him and then he's going to probably call it quits, you know?
That's true. But yes, soak these moments in, Spurs fans, because they're about to run out soon. I think Popovich is eligible. He has been eligible to be inducted like for years now. But he's been declining left and right.
Yeah.
He's probably going to wait till he sails out.
He probably won't even want to show up to his own induction ceremony, you know?
He'll probably be like Tim Duncan, just make it short and sweet. You know, simple as that.
I can't forget Tim Duncan in that. NBA was a top 75 or something like that.
Oh, he's like the fake waving,
the fake smile,
the fake smile. That was hilarious.
I love that, dude. He was trolling everyone.
All right, Joe, brag about Two Shots Podcast. What's going on over there with you guys?
Well, we just went ahead and made some deals behind the scenes here. So we're partnering up with another outlet here. So we'll be able to share some of their articles. And the best part about the whole thing is that, you know, we're going to be able to share it across social media, all the platforms. So that's going to be fun. And it's not just, you know, San Antonio Spurs basketball. We're also going to be able to share articles that are going to be, that include everything from, you know, what's going on in the world of sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, and of course, entertainment news as well, you know. So that's going to be a lot of fun to kind of broaden our horizons a little bit. And a shout out to my guys over there at the Countdown City Geekcast. I've been doing this show with them for 2 years, and we're, you know, this partnership with them has actually flourished. So we're going to be doing a lot more things as with them as far as entertainment news as well. So we're going to be able to interview some celebrities, Jeff. So that's going to be very exciting.
Guys, you got everything lined up, huh? Joe's making waves. Joe, when can all this be out? When can we expect it?
Yeah, you can expect that probably within the next couple of weeks. I know that I'm going to be going to Austin at the end of September. We're going to be at that Fantastic Fest. So we're going to be able to take in some of the films. You know, we got media credentials and all that. And also be able to interview some of the actors over there as well. So that's going to happen on the week of September 22nd through the 29th.
Got Joe on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. The list goes on and on. Now on YouTube, subscribe at the Locked On Spurs YouTube page. And once again, thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now for your second listen, check out the Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022. It's an 8-episode extravaganza to get you ready for the NFL season. Local experts of the Locked On Podcast Network, plus a betting angle from Lee Sterling of Locked On Bets, all combining into one Ultimate NFL Preview. Search for the Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022 on your Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get podcasts. You know, Joe, one thing you did not mention about Man Cave is having a framed photo of Joe Garcia. That has to be in there, right?
Actually, it is, because it's courtesy of the Spurs, though. I didn't like take my own picture and put it in here. They sent me a fan box, you know, was it the prior year? And they, you know, gave us a whole bunch of goodies in the box and all that. And one of those was a framed picture of your header for Twitter. And I have that displayed here on my desk because it has a little bit of the Fiesta colors in there. So, yeah, I actually do have one of those.
It's Joe in clutch and getting all that shine from the Spurs. We're good for you, Joe. Again, check out Joe on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to go to put lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.